bring Jim and Frank in. We really need to get this matter settled. Mr. McCullough?
Mr., is it all right if we come in, sir?
Oh, there you are, boy. There you are. Well, it's good to see you.
It's good to see you, too.
Yeah, it's certainly a pleasure, sir. It's always nice to have you in your studio, even... I guess I'm calling it your studio now.
Well, by all means and standards, it really is the property of Quelco.
That's still going on. That's troubling.
It is.
I suppose you boys are wondering why I've called you in here to your own studio.
Yeah, well, that had occurred to us.
Yeah, we had.
Now, I know that you've wondered why we've delayed the opening of the new season of the Jim and Frank podcast for so long. I mean, my gosh, it's practically Easter.
Oh, yeah.
I'll confess to you, Mr. McCulloch, that I've gotten a little cross over it.
Well, boys, I have delayed this the debut of your new show because... we've been testing two really great new products.
Oh, so your attention's been turned away from the Jim and Frank arm of the Coilhead Industries.
Boys, I'm a captain of industry as well as of family restaurants.
And no one would gainsay that, sir.
Boys, I've put two products out on the market that I think will revolutionize the working world.
Oh, my. I'm a quiver.
One of them is still in development. And the other...
You've actually put something onto the market that's still in development.
Well, yes, you know, it just... we work the bugs...
Using the public as guinea pigs, as it were.
Well, yes, we have them work it out.
Okay.
But, as you'll notice, boys, I'm in my pajamas.
I've stopped... I don't question things you do now, sir.
You're just who you are.
Well, boys, I haven't changed out of these pajamas.
And they have little dollar bills on them. That's kind of cute.
That's correct.
Anthropomorphized dollar bills.
I like the one that's winking. It's on the breast pocket
here.
That's
very nice.
Well, boys, I have no need to get dressed or even leave my bed anymore.
What? Do tell.
Thanks to a new program called ExecuTech.
ExecuTech.
ExecuTech?
Yes, ExecuTech. What ExecuTech does... is it simulates the actions of an entire staff of a company of up to 100 individuals, thereby eliminating the need for real-time jobs.
I notice you did air quotes there.
I did air quotes around real-time because when you really get down and look at it, most workers just spend their days lollygagging by the water cooler.
Playing video games, I can attest to that. Yeah.
Looking at Sudoku games and... eating things from the cafeteria, they really, really only get about 20 minutes of work done in an 8-hour workday.
And yet it's kept the wheels of industry turning for well nigh 200 years.
And kept people alive.
Yeah.
Well, people are just going to have to adapt and find another way to live because what ExecuTech does, and this is the slogan is, and I'm air quoting again, it does the work. It eliminates the need for any human positions in a company of from 1 to 100 people. At the simple push of a button, all the tasks that these idlers, cads, and dandies might do in the course of the day.
Oh, you employ idlers, cads, and dandies.
And slobs.
And slobs.
It's inherent in the position. They tend to attract that kind of person. And I thought, we could shave a few simoleons off the edges if this is all computerized.
Eliminate the human element.
Exactly. And bring more money into the coffers.
No.
So it's already debuted, and some of my colleagues in the business world have been using it.
Just laying in their beds, never leaving their beds.
And I get up.
Pressing the button.
I get up to shower, and I change my pajamas once every day, every 2 days. But otherwise, it's just kicking back and enjoying life, reaping the fruits of my honest labor. But the other device is one we're going to use today.
Okay.
It's a pocket device. See, here it is. It's no bigger than a box of raisins.
It has the look of high technology, slim, sleek, miniaturized.
What's it? It says Spy Guy.
Yes, Spy Guy. Spy Guy is a fascinating new entertainment device that gives us a forum for the most entertaining comedy of all, the human comedy.
Oh. So I suppose we could actually listen in on the thousands of unemployed people you're creating.
Exactly.
Just imagine the laughs.
Oh, it's laughs, it's drama, it's moving and tender and touching and angering.
How does a Spy Guy work?
Well, let's see. You just dial in a zip code. I'm going to dial in the zip code of Waycross, Georgia. 30824. And now, in just a moment, Spy Guy will send out a satellite.
We're going to listen to personal, private interactions.
I'm honing in.
I'm not entirely sure this is legal.
Yeah, I don't. Oh, I'm a little uncomfortable about this. Oh, posh and bosh. Here we are. We're teaming in on the AAA My Slice of Pizza Parlor.
Okay.
In Waycross, Georgia.
Yeah.
I'm getting some voices.
I hear a little static.
We're cutting in. Any moment now. Here we go. Spy Guy.
Well, Mama was having a pretty rough time of it. She kind of reached her low point. We went down to the Winn-Dixie. And Mama, ordinarily, she'll grab that...
Elvin still works down there, doesn't
he? Yeah, Elvin's been the back boy there for probably about 15 years. He says he's the lead back boy, but...
he's the only back boy.
Yeah. Yep. It's kind of hard to be the lead when you're the only one, but...
Well, it's easy to be the lead when you're the only one.
Mm-hmm. He does
it's all
a good
matter
job.
Of perspective.
Mm-hmm. He does a good job. He knows when to double bag, and when to use plastic, when to line the paper with plastic. Anyway, Mama usually she runs right up and she grabs a 2-liter bottle of Wink, the Canada Dry grapefruit flavored soda.
Uh-huh.
And she was having a tough time. She couldn't choose between Wink or Squirt, which is the other grapefruit flavored. Carbonated soda. And she just, after about an hour, I was like, Mama.
Well, you mean she just stood there staring at him on the show?
Mm-hmm. She was slowly moving her head. It was like she was watching a slow tennis match.
This is before or after the head transplant?
Before the head transplant.
Oh, well, that explains a lot then.
She'd look at the link for about 30 seconds and then turn her head real slow, like one of them, security cameras.
Yeah.
Over to the squirt, and
it sounded like you needed to adjust some of the knobs.
Mm-hmm. Well, she looked at me, and it'd break your heart. There was one tear running down her cheek, and she said, "Buddy, I need a new head."
Yeah.
So, I told you I got the Yellow Pages out, and I decided, well, hell, I'm gonna call the last person. Because I figure they don't get all the calls. You know, the wise apples that have the A-A-A-A-A new head.
Yeah, well, somebody's going to look after them.
Yeah. It's, so, went to ZZZ a new head and called them up, and they, right away, they told us, come on in.
Uh-huh.
And Mama had to get fitted.
Fitted for a new head.
Mm-hmm.
They said, did they try different hats on her?
They just, well, part of it is that they have her look at hats that, mixed up heads. They have her look at heads.
Well, you'd want to look at hats, too. It'd be nice if they offered a package deal.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, though, they only have 6 different models to choose from. They have the Athenian, which looks like one of them Greek statues. Mama turned that down right away.
Yeah, well, a lot of those Greek statues don't have heads.
Mm-hmm. They have one that looked like Ethel Merman.
That's awfully specific.
Mm-hmm. It had a big mouth and big red hair.
Mm.
Mama liked that one. But she finally went with the Elizabeth Montgomery head.
It's celebrity choices, it sounds like.
Mm-hmm. Well, it looked just like it. And so, I was scared stiff, bro. You know, I thought, well, this is like something out of the comic books. You just take your head off and put a new one on there.
Yeah, like a bad 50s movie.
But, they made me wait outside the operation station, that's what they called it. Yeah. And it took about 2 hours.
Was this a drive-through service?
No, this was, you know, the Nassners down on 14th and Cross Highway?
They're still out there.
Yeah. Well, right next to the Nassners is ZZZ New Head.
Yeah.
And It's just a storefront, but they have a big curtain that blocks off about the last third of it. And they just told me to sit out in the waiting room.
Well, did she yell? Or did it hurt?
Oh, there was some terrible squalling at first.
I'm guessing the sound of the squalling changed at some point.
It did. It got real quiet.
Uh-huh.
Real quiet.
And it was just a different voice, right?
It was a different voice, but I knew it was Mama. Because she was just... The first thing I heard was, get your thumb out of there.
You know, you'd know it was your mama even if you were blind, deaf, and couldn't feel anything. You'd mm-hmm. know it somehow or another.
And I tell you what, it is damn strange to hear her voice and her personality coming out of Samantha from Bewitched.
It's still her voice. It's not a different voice, then.
No, they apparently what they're able to do is, I guess they move the brain or the innards into this. It's sort of like a holding tank for the old person.
Yeah.
And the upshot is that her head don't hurt no more. And if anything, she makes decisions too quickly.
Does she ever wiggle her nose?
She's tried to do that, but the way the thing is cast, the nose doesn't move.
Well, is there any facial expression, or is it sort of like a wax head?
It's kind of a wax head. It's got a...
That's a little disturbing.
She's got a knowing smile on her face all the time.
Oh, I wouldn't like that. Does she ever blink?
No, she can't move the eyes.
Oh, right.
And the mouth don't really move, but the voice comes out of it.
Oh,
but,
buddy.
You know, but from the, from the shoulders down, it's the same old mama.
Yeah.
She's still a little overweight, you know, wears those house dresses, and she still likes all her shows, and she pokes around her garden, and...
Well, God bless her.
She, the good part is that, you know, I've said she don't got the head problems anymore, and then we went to the store the other day and startled the hell out of Eldon.
I should
think. That boy probably crapped his pants, and if he didn't know about it, but she went down the soft drink aisle, and I thought, okay, this is a moment of truth. Squirt, and she grabbed that wink, and she said, "Buddy, I'm ready to go home now.
I've got all the groceries I need." Indecision at all.
Mm-mm. In fact, there's a lack of indecision.
a lack of indecision.
Oh yeah, she just makes her mind up right away. I mean, it's almost like she doesn't even give herself a chance to pick anything. Like a Wednesday night is our game night where we play like Sorry or Parcheesi or something.
Sure.
And we always have one of the Michelinas frozen meals. And usually,
in many ways, those are like a motionless head on an active body.
Mm-hmm. Only with flavor. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what I've been used to is I had to bring one of every kind we had in the freezer, and we usually have 8 or 9 of those. And
she is hell to go to the restaurants with, or she was.
Lord, well, it would be 45 minutes. She'd go, you know, oh, I don't know. Do I want the Swedish meatballs and sauce? Oh, or the linguine with the pasta wheel? Oh, do I want the chili?
Oh, I know. I've sat there with you. I've sat and suffered with you, bud.
But I brought them out. I was sort of thinking, well, some things never change. But
well, I know one thing that changed.
Yeah, it made a big change. So we get her out there, and she just grabs the first one off the top, which is lasagna with meat-flavored sauce.
I thought she was a vegetarian. She's going past that, I guess.
Yeah, and this is meat-flavored sauce.
Oh, it's meat-flavored, not necessarily meat.
Yeah. The word flavored is really small, but she grabbed that one. Why should that one do? And
part of me wonders if some of the spice of life hasn't been taken out with some of that indecisiveness.
You know, Roger, you got a good point there, because she's got too much time on her hands now. Because
on the other head, I should say, I've always been fascinated by people who make split second decisions, who are completely sure of themselves and what they wanted. It's the kind of movies I like, or people like that. I always get kind of bored with people that can't make up their minds, you know.
Well, you would, it is pretty entertaining. You know, Mama likes to think about things before she buys them.
Yeah.
You know, she would, you know, we'd see those ads on the TV where the operators are standing by now to take your order.
Well, sure.
And
I've seen her break out in a cold sweat.
You know, she would take sometimes she'd be deliberating about those things so long that they'd take the product off the market before she could make up her mind.
Yeah, I remember.
And she, buddy, what happened to that that commercial for the home cuddle sweater?
So you know, some people might say that she's lost the ability to reason. Then that it was the old head that did the thinking and the mulling and the balancing, and the new head that doesn't think at all.
Yeah, she just, like the other night we saw it was
granted, it looks like Elizabeth Montgomery.
Mm-hmm. We were watching one of her shows, and this ad comes on for a new product called the Carrot Concertina.
Yeah.
And it's like this little accordion-like thing that you put a carrot in, and you it makes music sounds. You play it.
I know Susan then keeps bothering me for hours.
And it cuts carrots really well. And right away, Mama's like, before the commercial was over, she had the phone out. She said, I'm getting me one of them.
Wow.
And the thing come 2 days later. It startled me because I saw that glint in her eye and I thought, oh, this is going to be good for a couple of months. And then they're going to take that thing off the market and I'm going to have to go through hell trying to find it for a Christmas present. But she ordered it. It came right away. She, I could get used to this. She just does the laundry.
She just does it. There's no thinking about it. No, does she separate the whites from the coloreds?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's been a tradition in our family, but she don't deliberate over it. She'll just get up, and it's funny too. Sometimes when she gets up suddenly, the head will sort of scoot a little bit over to the right.
Now look out now.
Just a touch.
Is it? This would kind of creep me out, buddy. Isn't it getting under your skin a little bit?
It does bother me. It sets itself back. It's just if she gets up, you know, sometimes people get up too soon and the blood rushes to their head.
Yeah.
Doctor said it was something like that.
Well, blood rushing maybe away from her head.
Yeah. Oh, she just popped right up and get a...
It's sort of a bobblehead effect.
A little bit. If she starts laughing, and it's pretty creepy when she starts laughing because you just hear this.
You know, sounds to me like there's no end of creepiness. It seems as if it never begins and never ends.
Yeah, it'll get under your skin. That's for sure.
Well, on balance, how do you feel about this whole thing?
I'm glad she's not in pain anymore because, you know, when she complains about something...
No, you never hear the end of it.
Oh, no. Just, and now I find myself... I find myself missing the complaining part of her. Mama is still there, but the things about her that used to make her mama, that used to make her drive, you know, drove us up the wall, are gone.
That's an ancient philosophical question, buddy.
And I'm not so sure I want them to be gone. It's a funny thing, but I miss the contentious, cantankerous mama.
Well, maybe you could go get the old head and put it on a different body.
Well, there's a good idea. There'd be two mamas in the same household.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. That's a good idea, Roger. I hope they hadn't thrown it away yet.
Well, if just check out back. Maybe there's a, you know, an old oil barrel or something. They throw those things in.
Yeah. I don't know if they keep them or what. Just to be.
Well, you don't want somebody running off with your old mama's head, do you?
Mm-mm, no,
I'd want it even if I couldn't put it on another body.
Yeah,
get it stuffed and put up on the mantle.
Yeah, and she could just have it as a reminder.
Yeah.
Yeah, memento of the head that used to be.
Or she could carry it around with her under one arm.
Mm-hmm. That might help not,
when
you know, that
when
might
you're
help.
Missing the old mama's face.
Yeah.
he could hold it out and let you kiss it.
After a while, that might get less desirable, but I don't know, maybe they can treat those things.
We're living in a brave new world.
Yep, we are. I don't understand about nine-tenths of it. Mm-hmm. Far flung. It's flung way the hell out there.
Well, hell, buddy. Sometimes I miss the old town and all the old friends, but you know, I'm in the city. That's where the real future's happening. So I like hearing about what's going on back here. In some ways, it seems like you guys are further along than we are.
Well, it's slower here. They finally finished that Pizza Chef restaurant.
Yeah.
They started building that back in '97.
You know, I thought that whole thing of a Bob had gone bankrupt.
Nope, they just were real slow building it.
And, well, I wonder how they made their money while they were doing all that building. They must have had a really deep pockets.
Yeah. We all got just sick of the sight of that sign because, you know, you see that sign with that chef and holding the tossing the pizza up in the air. It makes you want pizza, and then you realize...
It seemed like there was something wrong with him, like he had a glandular condition or something. His hands always seemed a little big to me.
Mm-hmm. The right one's about three sizes too big. It's like it sort of makes it look like the pizza has burned his hand.
Yeah, I know it. I know it.
But that place is doing a booming business. I think people are just so damn glad that the place made up its mind whether it's going to open or close.
I can't stand a business that can't make up its mind what it's going to be.
It bothers me to no end. And I guess you heard the new great bottling plant closed down.
Well, they'd been talking about it for years. I know they were still talking about it when I was there.
Mm-hmm. They laid off over a dozen people.
Well, what the hell is going to happen to all of them?
I don't know. All they know is is bottling. They phased out the glass bottles. And
well, maybe they could do some research and see what other industries involve the exact same movements.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's you know, a lot of them had can hand from you know, the hand just naturally forms that C-like shape to grab the can.
Well, sure.
It's got to be a problem, but
they could I don't know, they could test clutches or gear shifts, something like that.
Yeah, they could carry squashers.
They could wring chickens' necks.
Yeah, they have to be mighty big chickens, but.
Oh, yeah.
Big neck chickens.
Well, hell, buddy, you know what I say. If me and you ran the world.
Yeah. If we ran the world, there'd always be something good on television. And
there'd be a lot less mess.
Mm-hmm. And your car wouldn't get broke. That's the hell of it is, you know, your truck gets busted and...
That's just a starry-eyed dream, though, buddy.
Yeah, I know. All the good things in life are a starry-eyed dream.
Well, give your mama's head a kiss for me.
The old one or the new one?
Whichever one comes to hand.
All righty. I'll tell you when I get the old one. You got me interested there. I'm going to go.
Well, hurry up before some critter gets it.
Yeah, I'd hate if some raccoon dragged mama's head back to its lair and probably...
She
babies.
Always did like those little animals, though. I know she likes to keep those cute little animals posted on the refrigerator under the magnets. So, in some ways, it'd be kind of sweet if a raccoon kept her head posted up on its refrigerator.
Mm, you got a point there. That'd be appropriate. Well,
tell her I said that. I bet that may warm up her heart a little bit.
It'd get her laughing. That's a sight to see, that laughing.
Doggone it, I wish she could still open her mouth when she did that.
I wish so, too. And sometimes if she gets laughing really hard, the head starts vibrating.
That's, you know, you're going to have to make me one of those videos of that whole thing and maybe stick it on the YouTubes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you may get some interest.
Yeah, I think a lot of people don't know about these operations, but... They're gonna catch on.
Well, your mama could be the spearhead.
Yes, she could. She's She's always been a little bit of a forceful character, so.
She's a bellwether, is what they call it.
Mm-hmm. She's definitely ahead of the curve. Well.
Well, buddy, God bless you. God bless your mama.
Well, God bless you too, Roger. And I'll tell Eldon you said hi. I'll tell Dr. Swanson you said hi.
Don't mention me to Eldon. You mention me to Eldon, and the next thing I know, he's going to be out here wanting a place to stay.
Oh, yeah.
So just smile at him.
All right.
I'll tell think of me while you're smiling at him.
I'll do that. I'll tell Dr. Swanson you said hi.
I will. Okay.
And Reverend Flats.
Okay. Well, I'll let Susan know that I was talking to you. You know, I think she's over our whole business now, so.
Oh, good.
It's okay to mention your name again.
Mm-hmm. And tell her that I'm going to get her a replacement sweater.
Okay.
She has to know I'm genuinely sorry about that.
Well, you know, it was her grandmother's. That was the main thing. If it had been anything else.
That is one barbecue I should have not gone to.
Well, at least you could have cleaned up before you came back. But that's water under the barbecue bridge.
Yeah.
It's all behind us now.
Well, I hope that I get out there to the city sometime and just sit down and have a talk with you two and just clear the air.
That's what we need to do. You know what, Ed? We all should do that. There should be an annual air clearing day for the whole country.
Yeah, it'd be from coast to coast. People just setting the record straight. Grudges taken care of.
Putting it on the record.
Mm-hmm. Settling squabbles. And everyone would walk away feeling good.
You know, I don't know why nobody's thought of that.
Yeah, I keep telling you, Charlie, you and me, we got the ideas.
Yeah. Well, all right then.
All righty.
You take care of yourself.
You take it easy, all right? And tell Susan. Just tell her that she's in my prayers.
Well, I'll try to find that spot, that space where it's doable. You know, buddy. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about.
I know all too well.
Dealing with a woman is like walking on a razor wire perched over a nest of hornets.
Mm-hmm. And that all requires poise, grace, and a little bit of care.
Yeah.
Very good. All right. Well, I've got to show Mama her dinners. She's just going to pick the first one off the top of the pile.
Yeah.
I think I'll just bring one out.
So there's no decision making at all? It sounds like she's actually reveling in the experience of making decisions. Or is there any sign at all that she has any emotional response to any of this now?
Yeah, that's a good question. She watches her shows, and she used to laugh like the dickens at them. Now she just watches them, and she'll just say, "That's good.
Oh,
that's good.
Yeah, yeah.
That's good.
Oh, my."
Or if she watches her crime shows and, you know, something bad happens.
That's bad. I bet is what you're saying.
Yeah, that's bad. Oh, that's bad.
Well, you know what you know. And if you know yourself, know thy philosopher, know thyself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She still thinks things are funny.
And you know what, buddy? They are.
They are. They're very, very funny.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to be talking to you again soon.
All right. I guess I'll talk to you again soon. Alrighty.
All right. You
take it easy there, and don't get any of them wooden coins or big bridges if they try to sell you one of them.
Oh, I'm way past that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I'll talk to you soon, Roger.
All right.
I'm coming, Mama.
Hi, Susan. I'm almost done.
Be right there. All right.
All right, then.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
That was sad.
It was, I
can't believe we expose the lives of these two people. Just, I mean, it's all fuss and bother. Wasn't it fascinating?
Well, it was. It did open my eyes to a part of the human experience I was heretofore unaware of.
Yeah, I had no idea that things like that were even medically possible. Boys,
anything is possible in the world of 2011. Anything.
Wow.
And the more money you have, the more influence you wield, the more possible those possibilities are.
Well, these fellows seemed, you know, rather humble in their own way, and yet they were reaping the rewards.
I worry about that guy with the Elizabeth Montgomery. Montgomery?
Yeah, it's Elizabeth Montgomery. Facts straight.
Yeah, Frank, we're dealing in a world of facts, numbers. Yeah.
And I'm a dreamer that deals in a world of emotion and reason. And I don't know about this, but I guess the damage has been done. This has gone out already.
Yes, we've immortalized these two fellas, Buddy and Lister, or whatever their names were. I forgot.
You don't even care, do you?
They're just fodder.
Moments.
Fuel for the fire.
A moment's amusement for you as you lay in bed.
So remember, public, look new from Quailco Industries, Spy Guy.
We'll all be spying on one another in the future.
And Spy Guy X2, which is a larger version.
Oh, for no particular reason? Just bigger?
Because we can charge more for it.
I see.
Use your head, Jim.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, use your head, Jim.
Sorry, Frank.
Spy Guy. Entertainment anytime, anywhere, for any reason. Free of charge.
What?
Look to the stars. That's our slogan.
Those seem like extravagant commercial promises.
Well, the thing is, you have to pay $449 for the pocket-sized edition.
Yeah.
And $1,069 for the Spy Guy
X2. But you just said it was free. No charge.
Well, you have to have the device.
So it's free unless you have the device.
Once you have the device, it's free.
Oh, I get it.
That's
I think this is going to be a big success, Mr. McCulloch.
I see. This is why you're the captain of industry, and Frank and I are just two.
I have just one question, Mr. McCulloch.
What may that be?
How do we know that the Spy Guy isn't trained on us sometimes?
Oh, that's...
You don't know that, boys. You don't know that.
This has been another fine episode of the Jim and Frank Podcast.
Starring
Frank Young as Dr. James Garner Jr.
James Gill as himself.
Charles McCulloch as Mr. Beavers.
Penrod McCulloch as Mr. McCulloch's young ward.
Ruth Belson as Madam Gregory.
And Jiminy Watts as Dubner Hayes.
The Jim and Frank Podcast is brought to you by Quailco. Quailco, makers of ExecuTech. It does the work. And Spy Guy, Spy Guy X2, and the new Spy Guy for kids. Buy them all. Need them all. Good night.
And